Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'Gidui Nishmas, Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chaimachal, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. You know, the life of David HaMelech was devoted to the understanding of the fact that he wanted to achieve perfection in his Avodas Hashem, in his service of Hashem. And so every step that he took was calculated in order to try to bring him closer to the goal. So here it is, 176 Psukim, Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, the famous 119, which is the longest of the entire Book of Tehillim, the longest in Tanakh. David HaMelech charts the progressive stages of his ascent towards perfection. And he does it in a series of Aleph Beis letters, with 8 Psukim of Aleph, 8 of Beis, 8 of Gimel, etc. And the Gemara in Brachos tells us that this is the Timnaya Abin, the repetition of 8. And so wherever the symbol of 8, the Mefarshim point out, is one above Olam Hazeh. And so David HaMelech describes the obstacles and dangers that went through him in his lifetime, and he refused to be overcome by sorrow. And here we begin with this understanding and upward step. Ashrei Tmimei Derech Ha'ochem Torah Hashem, praiseworthy are those whose way is wholesome. They walk in the Torah of Hashem. The Tmimei Derech, it's a derech is a highway. And so David begins with this situation of Ashrei. There are 10 words that the Radak points out over here, one of which is in every pasuk in this kapitel. Torah, derech, chok, mitzvah, mishpat, edus, pekudim, tzedek, dibur, and amira. There's a mention of Torah, of a path, of a statute, of a mitzvah, of a judgment, of an edus, testimony, precepts, righteousness, dibur, and amira, and all of them all appear over here. Because those who are devoted to Hashem's derech and Torah will be able to walk in the derech of Hashem, and they'll be able to do Torah and mitzvot. Sa'atrei notzrei edosav, praiseworthy are those who cherish his testimonies. B'chol levav yidrashu, they use their whole hearts in order to seek out Hashem. They have complete faith in Hashem. They leave no room for the approach of the skeptical philosophers who demand visible proof. And so they dive into Hashem wholeheartedly. Aflo palu avla, the praiseworthy people who walk with Torah Hashem, they do absolutely nothing wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you issued your precepts to be kept diligently. My ways should be firmly guided to keep your statutes. Then I won't be ashamed when I look at all of your mitzvos. The person who neglects mitzvos and transgresses the will of Hashem, the Radak says, that person has a reason to be ashamed when he studies Torah and he sees in front of him that, take a look, these are the mitzvos you're ignoring. Odcha b'yosher levav, I'll thank you, Hashem, with the upward heart. And belamdi mishpatei tzedekecha, when I study your righteousness and righteous judgments, I'm filled with admiration, and I thank Hashem, because when I look through the judgments, I see that it's all fair. I'll keep your mitzvah, so please don't forget me. And that's the letter Aleph. Then he begins the letter Beis. How can a youngster purify his path? As a person makes his way down the road of life, he gets detoured by numerous problems that take him away from his main goal, from pursuits. And so we call these things orchos in that situation. B'cholibi derashticha, you should just know, I focused all my attention on the study of your Torah. I sought you out, and I concentrated my intellectual powers upon it. I didn't study Torah for the desire, the mitoch shalolishma, to get a fame or as a Talmud Chacham or to enhance my reputation. I just wanted to know you out well. And so therefore, al tishgeini b'mitzvasech, don't let me stray away from your commandments. A person come to realize that true wisdom is unattainable for you through human effort. Hashem has to help him. Believe it, Safanti Imrasecha. And so my heart, I treasured your words. I studied it diligently, not to forget the words of the Torah. The Gemara in Erevin says that it's a commitment on David's part to go away from teaching Torah. He wanted to hide it in his heart. And that the Gemara explains this, as long as Iri was alive, David wouldn't give a shir or give a psak halach, that would be disrespectful. Laman lo echt halach, so that I shouldn't sin in front of you. So baruch atah Adonai lamdeni chukecha, blessed are you Hashem, teach me your chukim. According to the Malbim, David HaMelech requested that eventually be granted the wisdom to understand the hidden reasons behind certain mitzvos. With my lips, I told over all of the judgments of your mouth. I made it my business to go ahead and highlight that. You know, the Malbim here differentiates. He says, "Siparti." We make a difference between lahagid and lisaper. Lahagid is revealing facts. Sipur is things that are already known to the listener, but you add insight and depth and detail so that the people get a deeper understanding. Here David HaMelech is pointing out that Hashem's judgments are so dear, he'll never forget to lisaper b'svasai siparti. Bederech edvosecha sasti, I rejoiced over the way of your actions, kal kohon, like as much as in all riches. Bifkudecha asicha, I'm gonna speak about your pekudim, right? Vabita or chosecha, and I'll know your paths. Bechukosecha eshtasha, I will also occupy myself with your statutes. I won't forget you. And so, David HaMelech, lo eshkach tvarech, I won't forget your words. I'm so preoccupied by the pursuit of your mitzvos, it's impossible for me to forget them. And so he goes on in Gimel and says, Gimel al abadecha echiyab eshmara d'varecha. He says, deal kindly with me and I'll live. I don't seek a life for the sake of luxury and pleasure. I ask for life so I can keep your words. Veshmara d'varecha. Galinai v'abita niflos min tarasecha. If you open up my eyes, so I'll see your the niflos from your Torah. That's what people daven every day. Gali nai v'abita neflos mitarasach. It's in the tefillah that we offer every single morning to get ready to go teach. Ger anochi ba'aretz al taster mimeni mitzvosach. I'm a stranger. I'm a traveler in this world. So don't hide your mitzvos from me. Technically speaking, in a physical sense, I'm just a temporary person down here, says Rashi, since my days are numbered. So I really technically have too little time to study the Torah, but don't hide it from me. Al taster mimeni mitzvosach. Right? Don't hide it from me. Garsa nashi l'sa'ava, and my soul is shattered with yearning. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Garsa over here describes how David HaMelech studied Torah. The root Gerish is it was ground in a very coarse way. So when David HaMelech started to study, his understanding was limited, and so he couldn't make it so fine. Alamish v'atechem b'choleis, and he didn't let the shortcoming overcome him. He took off coarser chunks of Torah, and then he brought them down to broad concepts, and then later he went through them and he made them very fine. And Ga'arta Zaydim Arurim Hashogim Mitzvasecha, you rebuke the sinners who strayed away from your commands from your mitzvos. Gami alai cherpa babuz kiyed vosecha notzarti. Remove from me the scorn and the contempt, because I cherished your testimonies. The people who sinned, they gave up Torah. But I stick to you no matter what. So therefore, they are embarrassed of me. But I want you to know that's not the case. Gam yashu sarim binidbaro. Though the princes sat down and they spoke against me, avdecha yasiach b'chukecha, I continue to discuss your mitzvos. Gam edvosecha shashti, your mitzvos are my preoccupations. Anche asasi, they are my counselors. And then we continue with Dalad Davka La'afar Nafshi Chayini Kidvarecha. My soul clings to the dust. Bring me up according to your words. Drachaisi Parti Vataneni Lamdeni Chukecha. I recounted my ways and you answered me. David HaMelech says it's an illusion. Says the Radak over here to David's dilemma in Tziklag. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you taught me what to do. Derech Pekudecha Abineni. David HaMelech says Hashem, don't say to me, look, my orders are before you to learn Torah. If you don't help me to understand it, then it doesn't help. I don't just order me, help me go ahead and do it, and then I can talk about it. Dalfa nafshi mituga, my soul melts from sorrow. Kaimeni kidvarecha, sustain me according to your words. Derech sheker haser mimeni, get rid of a means of lying. Besaraska chaynini, and also teach me your Torah. Derech emuna b'charti mishpatecha shivisi, right? I chose the way of faith, and so I submitted to your judgments. Davakti beid vosecha, Hashem al tishiveni, Hashem, I stuck to your mitzvos. So don't send me away empty-handed. Derech mitzvosecha arutz. Instead, I'm going to run after your mitzvos. Ki sarchiv libi when my heart gets wider. Horeini Hashem derech ukecha be'etzrena ekev. Teach me the way of your statutes, and I'll cherish it step by step. And so there, we close out the letter Dalet, and we move to, Hey, Abinini Betzras, Arasecha, Beshbarana, Becholev. Make me understand. So I'll cherish your Torah, and I'll keep it with all my heart. Hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvosecha. I want you to go ahead and lead me on the trail of your commandments. That's my desire. Kivo chafatzti. Hat libi aleid vosecha. Let my heart be drawn towards the teaching of the Torah, which teaches a person not to become too wealthy, says David HaMelech. Val alo batza, don't let me just become interested in the money. Haveri nai miroshav. Take my eyes from seeing something useful, useless. David HaMelech is always recognized as yafei einayim, somebody who had a good eye. So here he says, bidrachecha chayini, preserve me through your ways. Hakeim le'avdecha imrasecha. Help fulfill your promise to your servant, and make sure that every Jewish king should give himself a certain degree of yiras shamayim. Hakeim le'avdecha imrasecha asher li'riecha. Get rid of the scorn that I dreaded. Your mitzvahs are good. I want you to know that I've always desired, despite my averos, I didn't become so spiritually corrupted. I still am interested in your tzedek, so help me live that way. And so we say in Vav, and here we call out in the letter Vav, David asks Hashem for Dvarim Es Ad Ma'od. He wants to speak the truth in front of kings in order to have faith in Hashem and the common belief that would unify mankind. May your kindness come to me, Hashem, your salvation as you promised. I'm going to go give a sharp answer to the people who make fun of me because I trusted in your words. And so therefore don't take the truth from my mouth, because I'm interested in keeping your stuff. I'm going to walk in your broad pathways. I sought your precepts. And this is how I'm going to speak about it. I'm going to be preoccupied with your mitzvos. David HaMelech makes it a point over here of saying that I'm going to raise my hands to your mitzvos and I'm going to speak your words. And I want you to know this is the way I'm going to carry myself. So Zachar Davar Li Avdecha Asher Yichaltani, when we move into the letter Zion, so David HaMelech works into this idea of Zachar or Zan, or this idea of the directions of these words. Remember the word that you promised Yaakov Avinu, that Lo Yaso Shevet Mi Yehuda, Asher Yichaltani, and this is how you gave me the hope. Zos nechmasi b'ani kimrasecha chiyasni. Right, this is my comfort and my affliction. Your words preserved me when my enemies wanted me to go into galus. I suffered, but it was your words who were there. Zedim halitzuni ad ma'od. There were many people who gave me a very hard time. I never moved away from your mitzvos. And no matter where I was in life, I always remembered. Even when I was running away from Avshalom, I remembered. I was trembling. I had anxiety over the situation. But I took comfort and flight because I'm sure that this suffering was supposed to be so short-lived. Now here, David HaMelech gets himself in this next pasuk into trouble. He says, Zmiros hayuli chukecha beveis megurai. Your mitzvos were like zmiros. They were like music to me in my dwelling place. Now here he says it was like a zimra. He was transported with ecstasy and delight. But the fact of the matter is, whenever you hear Divrei Torah at night, it's supposed to be a good thing. On the other hand, when David HaMelech saw that there was no value to the words, he called it zmiros. On a certain degree, he was punished for that. This is the way it was for me because I kept your mitzvos. The truth is that David HaMelech had only the best intentions. And so we move to the letter Ches. if you follow the ways of Hashem, Hashem gives you the gift of chen. Chelki Hashem amarta, Hashem is my portion. Amarti, that's what I said. L'shmor devarecha, I realized it was my responsibility to keep your words. Chilisi panecha b'cholev, chaneni kimrasecha, I daven to you with my whole heart, so you should hold me up like your words. Chishavti drachai v'ashiva raglai alei dosecha, I consider my ways, I did tshuva. I moved to your mitzvos. Chashti lois mamanti lishmor mitzvos secha. I listened. I didn't delay. I said, I'm going to keep your words. Chavle rishoim ivduni toras halo shachachni. It doesn't matter what came along. If bands of rishoim came along and came after me, toras halo shachachni. Despite all the obstacles, I left nothing to and let nothing interfere with my Torah. In that situation, Chatzos Laila, Akum Lahodos Lach Amish Betetzakach. I even got up in the middle of the night to thank Hashem for all your mitzvos. Chaver Ani Lachalasher Yireucha Lishomri Pikudecha Chazdecha Hashem Mala Arts Chukech Alam Dini. I am a friend to anyone who shows Yira Shamayim and to those who keep your mitzvos, because your kindness fills the earth. So Hashem, teach me, how am I supposed to go ahead? And so we move into the letter Tes. Tes stands for Tov. David HaMelech uses this letter, it's for the word good. And so therefore over here, David HaMelech adds, Tova Sisa im Avdecha, you did good with your servant Hashem, Kidvarecha, like your words. In other words, Hashem did good when he gave David HaMelech his throne back after his enemies kicked him out. Because Hashem kept his word that you'll be here forever. Tuv tamba das lamdeni kibu mitzvosecha amanti. So Hashem, teach me good reasoning and knowledge. I believe in your mitzvos. A person should be able to do mitzvos without reasons, ideally. But sometimes, if you believe in the mitzvos with complete innocence, you also can look for extra explanations. Teremene ani shogeg. Before I learned, I made a lot of mistakes. And so there was a certain degree in there. My former apathy was caused by ignorance, but now that I understand it, I keep your words with enthusiasm. Tova to meitiv, you're a good Hashem and you're good to other people. So lamdeini chukecha, teach me your statutes. Taflu alai sheker zedim, the willful sinners, they piled on all sorts of things against me. But ani b'cholev etzar pekudecha, I cherish your precepts with my entire life, my whole being. Tafas kachelev libam ani toras hashashti. Their hearts grow thick as fat. Me, my Torah is your occupation. Tovli ki unesi leman elmad chukecha. It's good for me that I had Torah so that I should learn your statutes. Tovli toras picham alfeis alvachesef. I should want you to know that the words of your Torah are better for me than thousands of dollars of gold and silver. Yadcha suni bichanununi havineni be'almada mitzvosecha. We move on to the letter Yud, and David HaMelech says, your hands made me and prepared me and make me understand so I can learn your mitzvos. Yirecha yiruni v'yismachu ki l'dvarcha yichalti. Those who revere you, they should see me and be rejoiced. I put my hope in your word. I know, Hashem, that your word is righteous. That's what I can understand. People can look to me. This is what I learn. I understand. And that you reflected me in good faith. I deserved any suffering which you caused me to endure. So, Yehi nachastacha l'nachameini kim rascha l'avdecha. Right? Your kindness should comfort me, right? Like your words, and you promised me. Yevouni rachamecha be'achia ki sarascha sha'ashu'ai. Right? Your rachamim should come to me and I'll live, because your Torah is my preoccupation. Yevoshu zedim ki sheker iv suni ani asiach b'fkudecha. Right? The wolf of sinners should be shamed. They malign me with lies, but I'm going to talk about your words. Yashuvu li yireecha v'yodei edosecha. May those who come back to me and those who fear me and those who know your testimonies, may I be wholehearted with your statutes so I shouldn't be embarrassed. My soul pines for your salvation, for your word I hope. My eyes pine for your promise, saying, when will you comfort me? Though I've been in a wineskin dried in smoke, I didn't forget your statutes. And in such a situation, kama yemei avdecha matay taseh berod fai mishpat. How many are your servants' days when we execute judgment upon the pursuers? Karli zedim sichos shichos ashelo kitorasecha. The The sin is dug pits for me, which you didn't accord with your Torah. All your commandments are faithful. They pursue me with lies. Help me. They didn't destroy me on earth, and I didn't forsake your precepts. And in accordance with your kindness, preserve me, and I'll keep the testimony of your mouth. And one of the famous psukim of the Tashlich, we say, Hashem, your word stands firm in heaven. Your faithfulness endures from generation to generation. You establish the earth in its days. Your mishpat stands all day. All day, it's your servant. Had your Torah not been my preoccupation, I would have been lost in the suffering. So, I'll never forget your precepts. Through them, you preserved me. I want you to know, Hashem, I'm always your save me because I sought your precepts. I want you to know the wicked hope to destroy me, and I contemplate your testimonies. L'chol techla ra'isi kates. For every goal, I see a limit. V'rechava mitzvascha ma'od. Your commandments are exceedingly broad. And so therefore, you say, ma ahavti torasecha kol hayom yisichasi, Hashem, how much I love your words, all day long, that's what I talk about. Me'oi b'ayt chakmeni mitzvosecha ki li olam hi li, mikom olam dayis kalti ked vosecha sicha li, your mitzvos make me wiser than my enemies, you're always with me, I learn from all my teachers, because your mitzvos speak to me. From the elders, I gain understanding. I cherished what you said. From every evil path, I restrained my feet, so I should keep your words. From your judgments, I didn't depart. You taught me everything. Look, your words are so sweet to my palate, it's more than honey to my mouth. I look through your precepts, I understand things, and that's why I hate every path of falsehood. You should understand Nair. David HaMelech has a special relationship with the letter Nun, according to the Shalar Kadosh, and it guided the events of his life. Rashi says, before I issue an order, I look into your Torah for guidance, and it saves me from error, just like a lamplight saves the traveler from stumbling in the dark. Orlin is Sivasi, and it serves as a light to my path. Nishbati vakayema lishmor l'mishpatei tzekecha. I swore, and now I'll fulfill, to keep your words and your judgments. Nenesi admaod Hashem chaneni kidvarecha. Hashem, I'm so exceedingly afflicted. Preserve me in accord with your word. And most piritzena Hashem u'mishpatecha lamdeni. So accept my words, Hashem, and teach me your words. Nafshi bechapi tamid esaras chalos shachachni. My soul is in my hands all the time, and I didn't forget your Torah. Nasnu rishayim pachli u'mipkudecha lo sa'isi. My life was always at risk, but I didn't forget your Torah. And then what happened? Nachalasi oivosecha liyodam ki sason li bihema. I want you to know your testimonies are there for me forever. That's what keeps my heart happy. I try to turn my heart to do what you want forever to the utmost. Say, I hate the irresolute. I love your Torah. You're my concealment and my shield. I put your heart, my hope in your word. And suri many mireyim ve'etzra mitzvos elokai, get your evildoers away from me, and I'll cherish the mitzvos of my Hashem. Samcheni kimrasacha ve'achia aval tivi sheni mishovri. Support me like you promised, so I should live. Disgrace, not in my hope. Sadini vivashea ve'esha bechukecha tamid. Sustain me, I should be saved and always be engrossed in your mitzvos. Alisa kol shogimi chukecha kishekar terimasam. I want you to trample upon those, upon all of those who stray from your mitzvos. Their deceit is falsehood. Like dross, You got rid of all the wicked people of the earth. And that's why I loved your testimony. Shamar mi pachtecha b'sari u'mishpatech yareisi. My flesh shuddered when I was scared of you and I feared your judgments. Asisi mishpat v'tzedek bal tanicheni la'oshkai. I practice justice and righteousness. So don't abandon me to those who exploit me. Arov avdechala tov al yashkuni zedim. Be a guarantor for your servants for good. Don't let the Rishayim exploit me. My eyes pine for your salvation and for your promised righteousness. And treat your servants according to your kindness. Teach me your statutes. I'm your servant. Grant me understanding so I may know your testimony. There is a time when Hashem will act, they've ordered your Torah, therefore I loved your commandments more than gold, therefore I said the fairness of every precept regarding everything I hated was falsehood. Your testimonies are wonders. Your opening words illuminate. I open my mouth and swallowed. And so therefore you should turn to me, just like those who love my name. I want you to go ahead and redeem me from human exploitation. Let my face be enlightened in your servant. My eyes shed tears because they didn't keep your Torah. Hashem, you should just know you're a tzaddik and your judgments are fair. You commanded your testimonies of righteousness and great faithfulness. My zeal gets me angry, right? Because my oppressors ignored your words. And Srufim Rascha Ma'od Avdecha Aheva, your word is very pure and your servant loves it. Tsaira Anochi Benivze, Pekudecha Lo Shachachti, I'm young and I'm despised and I didn't forget your precepts. Tsukascha Tzedek Liolam Tarascha Emes, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and your Torah is truth. I want you to know distress and anguish overtook me, and your commandments are my preoccupation. Your testimony is righteous. Grant me understanding I should live. I call with all my heart, so answer me, Hashem. I'll cherish your statutes. I called out to you, so save me, and I'll be able to keep your testimony. I arose before dawn. That's when I cried out. I hoped for your word. Kidmu einai ashmuros. My eyes preceded the night watches. So what? In other words, I got up earlier in order to be able to offer you praise and to speak to you. So please hear my voice. Karvu rod feizima misarascha rachaku. Hashem, preserve me with your judgment. Karov ata Hashem lechom mitzvosecha emes. I want you to know that Hashem, you're very, very close. No matter how estranged someone is from Hashem, says Rashi, the moment he decides to come back, Hashem is close to him. Vechom mitzvosecha emes. And all of your commandments are true, Hashem. Kedem yadati meidosecha. From the start, when I knew your testimonies, when I first began to study the Torah, I knew that it wasn't given temporary provision, right? And that's the way things go. So we get to the reish rei ani vechalteni. See my affliction and release me. Kisaras chalos shachachti. Riva rivi galeni. I want you to fight my fight and save me. Limras chachayeni. Rachok mi Risham Yeshua. You should just know, Risham don't have a chance. They're not going to get salvation. Because if you don't seek out Hashem's chukim, you get nothing. Rachamecha Rabim Hashem. Hashem, I want you to know you have a lot of rachamim. Kimishpatecha chayini. Rabim wrote for Vitzarei made vosachalon atisi. Raisi bogdim eskotata Hashem raskalo shamaru. Re'e kifakudecha hafti ka Hashem kachazdecha chayini. There are a lot of people running after me. I didn't run away. And I didn't fight them because I kept your word. But you know, once you know Hashem, you should see it. And to keep me alive, Rosh Devarcha Emes, Ulolam L'Kol Mishpat Tzekecha. Your very first utterance is truth, and your righteousness is forever. Sarim Radfuni Chinam Pachad Libi. The princes pursued me without a cause, but my heart was afraid of what you said. But when it comes to your words, Hashem, and we bring this pasuk up also before we blow shofar, we say, I rejoice over your words like somebody who found spoils. Everything that exists, Hashem, I am with you. I want you to know I hated falsehood, but your Torah, that I love. Sheva bayom hilal ticha, 7 times a day. What does he mean? I praise you, Hashem. I love your Torah so much. I praise you over and over. Sheva means over and over, says the Radak. It doesn't mean literally 7 times. Another famous pasuk over here, where we say there's a lot of peace for the people who love your Torah. There's no stumbling block, right? You may be President Biden, you'd stumble on stumbling blocks. The rest of us, we don't stumble on stumbling blocks when we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where good stuff comes about for us. I hope for your salvation, Hashem, and I perform your mitzvos. Here the Moab makes that pasuk relevant right before he goes ahead and does the bris. My soul kept your testimonies. I love them very much. I want you to know I kept your orders, your testimonies. All my ways are in front of you. I want you, my prayer to come close to you, Hashem. Grant me the understanding. I want my tchina to go ahead and save me. I want you to know, Hashem, I want you to have my lips overflowing with praise when you teach me how to go ahead and follow Utan Lashoni, Imrasecha, Kikomitz Vasecha, Tzedek. My tongue will say how great all your mitzvahs are, because that's the way it'll be. So I want your hand be ready to assist me. I desire your salvation and your Torah to be my preoccupation. Hashem, I want you to know that my soul should continue to live, so I should sing your praises, and your mishpat will save me. I strayed like a lost sheep. Seek out your servant, because I haven't forgotten your mitzvos. Eventually, lost sheep want to come home, and eventually that's what we want as well. And so David HaMelech here has really given us a certain understanding that as he's traveled through life, what he's always wanted to do, what he's always desired to do, and what he's always made it his business to do, was to go ahead and have a relationship with Hashem no matter where he goes, and to make it clear that in that regard, he differs from the other Rishayim. And here he's done it 7 times over, 8 times over for each letter of the Aleph base, and may it be something we figure out all 7 days of the week and beyond, and so that our relationship with Hashem becomes something supernatural. Have a great day.